Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy PDP. It's your boy PDP coming to you live on Soul Radio. Hope everybody out there doing good, doing great. You know what I'm saying? If not now, I hope it's not never too late. You know what I'm saying? But it is a great day here in Lubbock, Texas. I must say. The sun is out. Everybody seems to be happy rolling around the street, you know, running around and on campus. Everybody seems to be doing great, you know what I mean? Coming to you live on Soul Radio, this is your boy PDP bringing to you the word on the street. Along with Stephen Ivey. Stephen Ivey will be calling in here in a little shortly. You know what I'm saying? But let's go ahead and get into the word on the street. Let's see what's going on. You remember the father of Jordan Davis? Jordan Davis, actually the 17-year-old who was gunned down by Michael Dunn in 2012. This is during a dispute about some loud music. You know, you remember, I think, yeah, he ended up being charged guilty and stuff. It was kind of around the same time whenever George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, like it was during that time, I believe. So it was a real popular case, but it was sad because in the media they didn't really show this guy because he was actually charged guilty. But just a little more insight on it. This is from News1.com. It says it's hoping the new documentary about his son's slaying will provoke more than outrage. Ron Davis told News One in a recent interview he sees 3.5 minutes, which HBO is set to air as a call to action to make you leave the theater and say, you know what, I got to do something about this. Let's get together and change what's seen now. Okay, that's a pretty good perspective. He also said, I don't want people to look at the film and just say, that was a very good film. We saw the film and we understood what the family went through in the film and our hearts go out to them. We get that a lot. You know, I mean, I can see. So he's just trying to provoke some change in some people. So instead of just saying we feel sorry for him, he won't get people to get out there, get up out their seats, and get up out their theater and be like, yeah, you know what? It is time to change something. Let's go out there and be the change that we want to see. And this continues some of the story says also on November 23rd, 2012, 47-year-old Michael Dunn, who was white, fatally shot Jordan Davis, who was black. Dunn claimed he feared for his life after an argument over loud music outside of a Jacksonville, Florida convenience store. In February 2014, a jury deadlocked on the first-degree murder charge relating to the teen's death, but his second trial in October 2014 produced a conviction. The title, 3.5 minutes, refers to the amount of time that elapsed between when Jordan Davis and three friends put into the gas station and when shots rang out. As reported by Variety and confirmed by Davis, HBO has acquired the U.S. television rights to the Mark Silver-directed documentary, covering the slaying of Jordan Davis and the subsequent trials and convictions of Michael Dunn. The film is set for the theatrical release this summer and slated to air in the fall on HBO. And which is pretty cool. It also continues to read. Sadly, the themes it explores, among them, society's tendency to demonize young black men on how racial dynamics skew the pursuit of justice when they are slain. Remain timely today. What we see now is the narrative of we're sorry this happened, and then we see the shootings of men of color, women of color, observed Ron Davis. He cited, among other cases, the case of Walter Scott, who was unarmed and fleeing when South Carolina police officer Michael Slager shot him in the back earlier this month. Slager has been charged with murder. That's just a little word on the street. Also, word on the street is Bobby Christina is alive and doing well. Says Bobby Brown. So she is alive and well. She's up in the bed. She said Bobby Brown saying she is communicating with him. So That's a good deal. That's a good deal. Shout out to Bobby Brown, Bobby Christina, and you know, there was also that interview to her boyfriend, the one who found her, Nick Jordan, her play brother, some found her in the bathtub. Actually, went on Dr. Phil, and went on Dr. Phil and did an interview, and you can tell he was high on something. So he's no longer around, and he's no longer allowed around their family. So shout out to that family and everything. You know, I hope everything gets better on that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, buddy. I need to. Yeah, if you're just not tuning in, this is The Word on the Street with your boy, PDP. You know what I'm saying? Waiting on Stephen Albert to call. Today is Tuesday. Throw It Away Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Whatever's in your way, whatever you feel like is holding you back from your success, whatever you feel like that you need to get over that hump to be successful, or like you feel like you need that gym, you feel like you need that gym membership, you feel like you need those pair of Jordans, you feel like you need those pair of cleats, you feel like you need those batting gloves. Whatever it is, I'm telling you to throw it away. Well, not actually that. I'm telling you to throw away that attitude, because you don't need that. You don't need that to get started. You only thing you need is just to lose that attitude that you got right now. Because ultimately, there's a way, and that's through God. You know what I'm saying? But on a reality note, on a note that hey, we're standing here on this earth. That means that that you can get started with whatever it is that you got. You know what I'm saying? You can, everything, every room is a gym. You have instruments, man. Like, there's ways that you can get it done. You can change the world just from a laptop. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's ways. You don't have to wait to do something to get something, because you can always prepare. You can always pick up a book somewhere in the house if you want to enlighten yourself with wisdom and with insight. But you've got to be careful, because knowledge is power and the truth do hurt. And you know, if you want to start working out but you ain't got no gym membership, you can get down on the floor and start doing some push-ups or doing some crunches. You know what I'm saying? Or if you want to go back to college, you know, there's online courses you can take, and there's stuff right there. That's just my son in the background. He wants me to play with the tools right there. There you go, son. And you got online courses. You got online courses you can take. There's different assessments you can take if you want to be a police officer. You don't have to sit around and just wait till the next test. There's courses you can take, police academies you can get into, and to do things of that nature. There's volunteer groups. I know here in Lubbock, Texas, you can go to volunteer. There's a volunteer center, I believe, off of Avenue Q. I used to go in there when I first started getting the idea of starting my own nonprofit. I used to be knocking on the door, like, do, 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 do. Yeah. They used to be like, oh, hey, Peter. It's like, oh, what's up? Yeah. I'm here again. And I was like, yep, just going around the building, make yourself at home. And I would, and like, there's school. So, like, what I'm saying is throw away that attitude that you think that you think you need to have something to do something. Because if there's a will, there's a way. That's what Mama used to always say. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. And every expert was once a beginner. You know, no one starts out as an expert. You know what I'm saying? Every rookie, well, every veteran has been a rookie before, and they have had to go through those trials and tribulations, and they have had to go through different obstacles to get to where they needed to be. So don't let your own attitude, reflect on your journey and reflect on how you are during your day. Don't let your socioeconomic status determine on where you can limit yourself to your future. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all you got to do is look in the mirror and just see who your biggest competition is, and that's the only person you need to be competing with. Because at the end of the day, you can't be by yourself. That's exactly how you're gonna leave. And right now on the line, I do got my brother from another mother, Mr. Stephen. Now, what's up, bro?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well. Going well. You doing okay?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Just over here working, man.
I hear you working hard, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy. All right, man, you got the float. You go ahead and G.O.
All right. Well, you know, yesterday we were talking about lessons from FedEx, and before we get off the line, Pete, you have to remind me what you said yesterday about doing the right thing. Today what I want to talk about, we talked about patience yesterday, and I feel like at some point I'm going to go deeper in all of these, and we might take just a whole week and talk about each one for every week. But I want to give you an overview at least for right now. And one of the other things I want to talk about, we talked about patience. Another thing I want to talk about is what my football coach back in Muskogee used to call mind over matter. Coach Hennessy used to tell us that was one of his statements when he first got to the school, was mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And I remember as it relates to FedEx, and I mean even today is a prime example, man. My wife is pregnant, and so during the night she twists and turns and moves and oh my gosh, and just keeps me up. And I go to bed at 11 o'clock. I'm probably only honestly getting about an hour or two of sleep because she's waking me up with all her movement. Well, going into FedEx, man, I trying to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a battle that goes on in my mind. Like, man, I need to call in. Man, I ought to quit. Then I get to work today, and Tuesdays are always the heaviest days. Tuesdays are one of the heaviest days of the week. It's the first day of the week for us, and it's the heaviest day. So overall, our whole warehouse moved over 12,000 packages. And like I said yesterday, I see when it's something that large, I probably get about 700 to 800 packages alone. And so I get to FedEx, and, you know, one of my leads tell me, you know, it's 12,000 a day, which means that's going to be a horrible day for me. I'm going to get hit the whole entire day with no break. It's what that means for me. And so immediately in my mind, I started thinking, like, man, I need to quit. Why am I doing this? Like, this is stupid. Man, I could just walk out right now. I don't need this job. This is just my second job to kind of give me a little cushion room. I could quit. And you know, I ended up having to talk myself out of it. Like, no, like, dude, move these packages, get your job done, because eventually it's going to be over. Don't make, and I'm saying all of that to say, don't make an everlasting decision on a temporary feeling. All right? So many times in our lives, and I'm the poster child for this, man, we are moved by our feelings. We are moved by our emotions. And immediately in the midst of our emotions, in the midst of our feelings, we make a decision that has long-term impact on our lives. And again, it's like what Coach Hennessy said, man, if you ever master your mind and that voice in your mind that tells you to quit, if you don't mind, then it won't matter. And after a while, maybe the first 20 minutes, I was like, oh, why do I have to do this? But by the time it was over, I was like, okay, it's done. Okay, now to the next thing. Let me go shower and get to my next job. And now I'm not even thinking about what happened at the job today, and I'm going to get up and conquer it again tomorrow simply because it doesn't matter. And I'm not going to make a lifelong decision off of a temporary emotion, off of a temporary feeling. And I would encourage everybody, you know, in your life, whoever's listening, there are going to be times, man, people are going to upset you. Things are not going to be fair. You're going to want to quit. You're not going you're going to feel like people are doing you wrong. Whatever the case may be, do not make a long life decision based off of temporary emotions, because it will never end right for you. Never. So that's what I have to say. Mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Wow, that's the stuff right there. Great words. That's wonderful words. That's wonderful. a word of wisdom by the Reverend Stephen Avey right there. Yes, you should, exactly what I do remember what Coach Hennessy used to say, that if it don't mind, it won't matter. And I was, because you remember when he came in, man, he had us running. I mean,
all the time.
All the time. That's when, boy, that's when I got fast too, man. I remember them days, boy. Because remember them 40s and everything. Like, boy, you just sparked the memory. Well, I'm just like, that's cool. But what I was saying, what I said yesterday is you always, no matter like how overwhelmed you may get, you always have time to do the right thing. Yeah, you hear me?
I like that. Yeah, I was writing it down, man. I love that.
yeah, man.
I'm
going
to give you credit for that.
Yeah, I got it from my cook at Chatters. He was my cooking manager. And, yeah, I was getting a little bit too overwhelmed doing expo and stuff, doing, like, cutting the chicken and getting them appetizers together and stuff. And I used to be good up to, like, I used to be on point. Like, the tickets would come in, right, and I'd be getting them. But what used to push us back was the nachos. Because when she ordered the nachos, have you ever had the nachos at Cheddar's?
I haven't.
Oh man, the nachos is like the nachos is probably one of the best things on the menu. But the way they make them, you gotta like get the chips. You gotta bake. I gotta get the chips, spread the beans on them, spread the queso on them, spread the meat on them, put the cheese on them, and then like put three of them in there, and then put them in the oven at the cheese melt. And then once the cheese melt, put them off, take them off of the pan, cut them up to 8 pieces, set them on the plate real nice, put the lettuce. Jalapenos and the pico de gallo and all that, and then put it up on, then put it in the tray, you know, so the servers, well, first so the CA can grab it, then put it, then get it ready, then so the servers can pick it up. So doing that's just in the midst of doing that, all of that process, I'm getting other tickets and putting other appetizers and stuff, getting it ready. So just imagine. And how overwhelmed I was just my first day in the kitchen. And that's when he was like, Pete, you always got time to do the right thing. He said, because it's just going to come right back. I was like, you're right. But, yeah, man. But that's cool. So tomorrow, man, different short day, same short time. I'll see you tomorrow, man.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, good. Yeah, that was Mr. Reverend Stephen Avey. Sure, that's out of Arkansas. Great, man. Another story everyday.com. Go read up on his bio. You can go see what he's been through and doing all that. This is The Word on the Street with your boy, Petey Pete, live on Soar Radio. You can go to SoarEveryday. Listen to my radio.com. That's SoarEveryday. Listen to my radio.com. Or you can go to SoarEveryday.com and go catch up with me and see what I got going on. Or you can go to @PDP05 to follow me on Twitter. Follow some of my inspirational quotes. And right before Steve and I got on the line, we were talking about throw it away. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you feel like is holding you back, throw it away. And if you feel like you need something to get started, then you need to throw away that attitude. Because ultimately, every room is a workout room. And everything is a resource. The world once did not have technology. The world once did not have a kitchen. You know what I'm saying? The world once did not have all the things that we have today. But we are what we have today because of the will of a man and the spirit of a man. You know what I'm saying? So don't lose that spirit. Don't lose that will. I got to go take care of my son right now. So that's the end of Word on the Street. About to get right back to the music. This is Soar Radio with your boy Pete. You guys tomorrow. Peace.